Welcome back to learning VS Code, or being introduced to it in the most basic level. I'm primarily just showing you these techniques or things for a person who with visual impairment. It's the primary thing, but anyone can benefit. Primary people I'm aiming for. Because we see things with one line. And this can help us get through the initial hurdles. There is plenty of tutorials on the details on how to do things. And in some of these videos, I have playlist, I will have links to the appropriate things so you can go read it up yourself. Period. I'm so used to dictating. I say the punctuation, so excuse me. Sorry. Okay, let's get started today. We got a few videos and I'm gonna knock off a few of them, and right now we're going to do a selection. I think I covered some of it, but I'm not sure how much I did, so I'm gonna go ahead and do a quick review of selection, and then we'll do a find and replace and what to watch out for as a blind person. Because I have made mistakes and deleted a bunch of stuff and then find out that it wasn't where I thought it was. Okay. All right. Now we're back in a file where I was on these folders here.
Hop, import, open brace, hop, log is HL, comma, get C.
Okay, I'm at the beginning.
Import, open brace, CSS bars, comma, is color bar, comma, new color, blank, 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 function LW, CSS bar, open paren, closing paren, open brace, blank, 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 HL, open paren, quote, generating CSS bar, quote, closing paren, semicolon.
Okay. Now.
Blank, custom, class extends, HTML, element, open brace.
Now, easiest way we can go find something.
Open paren, closing paren, semicolon.
Let's go take a look at some of my errors where I do error messaging. Okay. We'll make some changes there. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to do a Control F.
Control F, find edit, type in text period, no results found. E, R, R, A, O, R, H, L, open paren, quote, C, S, space, no results, colon, no results found for apostrophe error, colon, apostrophe.
Okay.
Colon, space, colon, H, L, open paren, quote, C, S, S, bar, error, colon, quote, C, dot, message, closing paren, semicolon, comma, 1 of 6 found for apostrophe error, colon, apostrophe, comma, at 39, colon, 13.
Now, it found six options, or 6 points. Now, it already has me there at the spot. So all I have to do is I press escape. Don't hit enter, it actually edits the code.
Escape, CSSbar.js editor, type in text period.
Yeah. See, for people with eyesight, they just use the multi-cursor and just click on the one they want to go to and play with it.
Closing brace slash catch. HL open paren quote CSS bar error colon quote plus E dot message closing paren semicolon.
See, I got there.
Home. H.
So if
open
I want.
Open paren quote CSS bar error space E R R O R colon.
Okay.
R O R R E space.
Now when I do my selection, let's say I just go put it right there on the E. There it is.
Echo. Error. Select colon. Selected.
Now see, I hit the right arrow key. I'll do it again.
Colon. Unselect. Error. Unselected.
Okay.
Space. E.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing exactly. I'm holding down the control space, and I'm hitting the right arrow key.
Error. Selected.
And I just selected the error, but I want the colon. So I'm going to hit the right arrow key one more time while holding down the control space, or control shift, I mean.
Colon, selected.
There it is. Now I got all that selected. Okay. And let's say I wanted to change that. So let's do a control C.
Copied.
Okay, now that I copied it, now I don't want that to remain highlighted because I don't want to do a search and replace in a selected area.
Closing brace, HL, open paren, quote, CSS bar error.
There it
is.
I hit the cursor key up and down, and I took care of that.
Top, import, open brace, hop, log is HL, comma, get CSS bar, comma, okay. Get all CSS variable names.
Now I'm going to do a control H for search and replace.
Control H, find edit, type in text period, HL, open paren, quote, CSS bar error, colon, quote, plus E dot message, closing paren, semicolon, comma, question of 6 found for apostrophe error, colon, apostrophe, comma, at 39, colon, 13. Replace edit, type in text period.
Okay. See, the search screen was already there, what I was going to paste in there, but I'll go ahead and paste it in there when you copy
Find
something
data.
and you
Type
want
in
to do
text,
it that
period.
way. Okay. Okay.
Pasted. HL open paren quote CSS space. Replace edit. Type in text, period.
Okay, now I can replace it with something.
ERROR.
And I made it uppercase. Now I'm going to put a space before the colon.
Space. Colon.
There we go. And that is my replace string. Now I'm just going to hit the tab and go through the options.
Match case open paren alt plus C closing paren checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar, period.
If I want to match case, I don't care.
Match whole word open paren alt plus W closing paren checkbox not checked. Use regular expression open paren alt plus R closing paren checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar, period.
So if I was doing regular expression, if you know JavaScript and stuff like that, and some of the languages, they have what's called regular expression. That's another discussion for some other time.
Preserve case open paren alt plus P closing paren checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar,
okay.
Period. Previous match open paren shift plus enter closing paren button. To activate, press space bar. Next match open paren enter closing paren button. To activate, press space bar, period.
If you want to review them one at a time.
Find and selection open paren alt plus L closing paren checkbox not checked. To check,
yeah,
press
that's
space
why
bar,
I don't
period.
Like things selected because I could be in a selection thing doing it.
Close open paren escape closing paren button. To activate, press space bar, period. Replace open paren enter closing paren button. To activate, press space bar, period.
See, I'm doing a tab key and I'm going through all the options.
Replace all open paren control plus alt plus enter closing paren button. To activate, press space bar, period.
See, control alt enter to replace all of them.
Alt control enter. No results found for apostrophe error colon apostrophe.
Now, you hear what it said? No results found after I did my replace. That's because I made the change. It has been made. Now I can find it.
Toolbar, toggle primary sidebar, control H, selected, error colon, CSS bar dot, match case open paren alt plus C closing paren checkbox, replace edit, type in text period. Home, E, selected, error colon, cut.
I'll go ahead and
escape
out of that.
CSS bar dot JS editor, type, control F, find edit, type in text period.
Now I'm going to find what I just now copied from the replace line.
Pasted, home, E, end, blank colon. Blank. Match case open paren alt plus C closing paren check. Match whole word open paren alt
okay.
plus W closing paren checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar, period.
All right, I'm just going to do
control
it.
Enter. HL open paren quote CSS bars connected callback error colon quote plus E dot message closing paren semicolon comma. 2 of 6 found for apostrophe error colon apostrophe comma at 61:32. Checked. HL open paren quote CSS bars connected callback error colon quote.
There you are. I just did control enter and that went ahead and activated the search and I went that way. Whoops.
Escape. Find edit. Type in text, period.
Yeah.
Escape. CSS bar dot J.
Yeah, you'll find a lot of times when you start to do something and it's not making any noise or any doing anything, that's because some type of list is being shown or some options and things that aren't being, that you don't know what's going on. So I always hit the escape key. So be ready to do that when you do it. And
escape. Closing brace slash HL open paren quote CSS bars connected callback error colon quote plus E dot message closing paren semicolon. Catch out closing brace slash blank. BCP dot for each open paren L closing paren arrow L dot unclick equals my color picker closing paren semicolon. Const BCP equals this dot shadow root dot query selector all open paren quote button open bracket name equals apostrophe BTN color picker apostrophe closing bracket quote closing paren semicolon.
See, I got to close him.
Home. C.
Now I hit the beginning. I went to the beginning of the line.
BCP equals. BCP equals
I did.
This, period, shadow root,
see shadow root,
period, query selector all, open paren quote, button, open paren quote, L, open paren, quote, B,
there's Robin. Button, this is where button is, so let's just do this, control shift,
button, selected, open bracket, selected, open bracket, unselected,
yep, hold it, that's just a,
open bracket, selected, name, selected, equals apostrophe, select BTN color picker, selected. Apostrophe closing bracket quote closing paren semicolon. Apostrophe closing bracket quote closing paren semicolon, unselected. Apostrophe, selected. Apostrophe, unselected.
Nope, don't want that.
Apostrophe, selected, closing bracket, selected. Quote, selected.
Oh yeah, I did want that. There you are. Yep.
Quote, unselected. Closing bracket, selected.
There it is. See, I want the closing bracket. This is how I select a button. My media selector, you see its button, and then I do the square brackets for the attribute of the button, and in this case its name, and then what it's equal to, which I had to use apostrophes instead of quotes because the outside is using quotes. Okay, and
copied.
See, and then I can easily change that.
N quote quote.
See, I deleted it. Now
closing
it's gone.
Paren, quote quote. Open paren quote 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 quote. Closing paren quote.
See, the last quote's the one you want to use when you type stuff in. So
LEWS. BCP dot const BCP equals this dot shadow root dot query selector all open paren quote Lewis quote closing paren semicolon.
Okay. That's how it's really easy to select things within. You always use control shift and hit the right and left arrows.
BCP dot for each open paren.
Now I always, no matter what I'm trying to look
blank,
for.
BC con, B const blank const sh equals this dot paren node dot get root node open phrase composed colon false closing phrase closing paren semicolon.
Okay. Let's say I'm trying to look for something. I'll go to the end. Now, when you're at the end, I don't usually like to select things going backwards because you get all kinds of erratic things.
Closing brace, false, colon, composed. Open paren, open brace.
Mm-hmm. So normally what I end up wanting to do is I go forward.
Open brace, C.
And there you are, I'm on compose.
Composed, selected, colon, selected, false, selected.
Mm-hmm.
Closing brace, closing paren, semicolon, select, closing brace, closing paren, semicolon, unselected.
See, I did the right arrow, and I got all that other stuff that I don't want. So I hit the left arrow back. Now I'm holding down a control shift the whole time. And then I remove the control shift, and now I'm ready. I can hit the delete key, copy, or edit, or whatever. But it's a good way to control your editing, too, because you want to make sure that you don't create any errors. But if you don't do it with selecting and then replacing it, you'll find out that you will end up typing stuff and you'll end up with bad format.
Oh, composed. Oh.
See, if I go the old fashioned way.
Open paren, open brace, C, O, M, P.
But I used to do things when I could see.
O, S, E, D, colon.
See, that says composed. Let's say I go. Oh, I wanted to do.
S, E, echo.
I want to do. Composure.
U. R. E. Colon. Composurate. O. M. P. O. S. U. R. E. E. E.
See, I got two E's.
E. D. Colon. E. R. U. Composure. Colon. Composure.
See, so you're more likely to create an error when you try going into the middle of something that you're trying to edit, especially when it's big and complicated. That's why it's best to select what you're going to edit and then make the change. And if you're trying to go in between two quotes, you know, you're trying to change the quoted material, then select all the stuff in between the quotes. And in the beginning, you might just want to go ahead and just hit the delete key so you can confirm that you got it all and find two quotes and always start typing on top of the second quote, the closing quote, or the closing bracket, or closing anything. And you'll get your stuff that you want in there. Okay.
Blank.
We did the find and replace. You got to be careful because you don't want to just hit enter or start typing right away because you end up there. And then
top
and what your last search was, you can just do an F3.
F3, selected, error colon, HL open paren quote CSS bar error, F3, HL open paren quote CSS bar is connected callback.
So what I usually do is I search for something one time, I'll make my change, and then I'll do it there. Now you're saying, but that's the slow way of doing it. Yeah, they have this thing called multi-cursor. People with eyesight, go for it, use it. I haven't been able to figure out a way to use multi-cursor because I can't see all those fields. And so it scares me when I make the change. And I've actually accidentally made changes with multi-cursor in the beginning when I tried to use it. And I ended up having to abandon the code. Good thing I had backups and things. But it kind of I trashed an hour or so of data. I didn't really like that too much. So anyway, that's what you gotta watch out for. So I try to avoid multi-cursor, so I always hit escape and make sure I don't accidentally kick it on. Okay, that'll make it for this video, and catch me in the next video. We're going to begin the discussion of Emmet. We're HTML file Emmet, and we're going to create a new project real quick, and we're going to do it from scratch. And I'm going to show you how quick it is to get something up and running. Okay, I'll catch you on the next video.